If you're in St. Pete Beach right now, there is a bit of a situation, and it is a crappy one.
Uh-oh.
I saw that the St. Pete Beach mayor, former guest on Drew Garabo Live, Maria Lowe.
My favorite mayor.
She is encouraging St. Pete Beach residents to avoid flushing their toilets because I guess there's some sort of sewage situation. So I thought it'd be pretty funny to have everybody in St. Pete Beach flush their toilets at once.
Oh, come on, man. Wait, if more than 200 people do it, you're going to need a permit for this bit. I'm just letting you know, man. Let's get ahead of this thing and do it the right way and get this library.
Like, what would happen if 200 people in St. Pete Beach just flush their toilets right at 3 o'clock?
Yikes. Do you think she has people telling her this stuff? Because she posted it on her Facebook. Or
right.
Do you think she just goes rogue and says, hey, don't flush your toilets. That's how we're going to get through this.
This is advisors that tell her, you know,
yeah.
This is a good tweet.
I don't think she goes rogue. I think she understands that there is a, here we go, St. Pete Beach. This is a letter to St. Pete Beach from Mayor Maria Lowe 57 minutes ago on Facebook because we're friends. I deeply regret to inform you of the following. At approximately 11 a.m., the city of St. Pete Beach opened a sanitary sewer pipe discharging into the Boca Ciega Bay at Pump Station 1, located at 8675 Boca Ciega Drive, to relieve pressure on the main sewer system. Sanitary overflow, by the way, great name for a band, horrible situation to be in. Sanitary overflow is occurring from manholes, two words, not one, manholes, throughout the system. The action is designed to relieve the pressure on the system and stop the manhole discharges, another great name for a band, manhole discharges, onto the city streets and surrounding properties. Discharges onto the city streets and surrounding properties is considered more of a health and sanitary risk than direct discharge into the bay. The discharge will be discontinued as soon as the water is not flowing up and out of manholes. Somebody tell her that's one word, please. Effective immediately, all residents and businesses on St. Pete Beach are requested to stop using the sanitary sewer system until further notice. This includes showers, baths, laundry, dishwashing, and any other use of water that enters a sanitary sewer system. While we understand that the flushing of toilets is necessary, we urge everyone to be cautious and limit use as much as possible.
Poor Maria.
That sounds like a rogue statement.
What do you think? I mean,
it would.
All hell would break loose.
It would be
right?
bad.
All hell would just break loose.
Everything yeah. wouldn't flush.
Right. Like, probably you'd have geysers just coming up out of your toilet.
Things would start floating. Get
yeah.
it? Float?
Right.
Shout out to 4G.
That's just got to be a horrible situation if you're in St. Pete Beach right now.
Well, it was your idea to have the massive flush off.
Yeah, and
I like it.
Thank you. The royal flush, if you will. I said it out loud, and then I realized how horrible it would be. Because I don't want St. Pete Beach resident. You know, you got Marcello from Gennaro's out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, he brought us some food.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Really a good listener to the bone. Yeah, it's some nice people in Paso Grill, I'm sure.
I'm sure there's a lot of nice people out there.
Yeah, so
okay, so everybody but them.
Yeah. They're overworked, and that's just got to be a horrible situation to find yourself
in. I wish we had Drew Garabo Live, the stuff that turns your water blue.
Yeah.
That way we could send her a little message.
Oh, yeah, a little blue wave going on down
blue
there.
Blue wave in your toilet.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What you got? Oh, the mayor is calling you.
Yep.
Get it. Why don't you get it?
Right on the air.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, Mayor.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. That wasn't me at all. I don't think anybody was saying anything bad.
No, not at all.
No.
Is she rapping stuff?
Yeah, we're talking about the sewer problems.
Oh, okay.
What'd she say, talking to us?
Yeah, this is not for air what's happening right now. But yeah. Oh, yes, we were. Would you like to have us talk to you about that?
I love that the mayor has Seth's cell phone.
All right. Can we call you back on our station line?
Oh, yeah. We're plugged into the big
yeah,
mockers.
Yeah, we can
end.
Hear you fine. Well,
I'll have to call his cell.
Yeah,
she knows he's on the air.
I'll have Nikki give you a call on your phone right now.
People do it.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it'll. No, we.
Oh, man.
No, yeah, no. I know it's serious, and Drew just had a stupid idea to have everybody flush, but he had that idea in the office, and when we started talking on air, he realized that he didn't want to be irresponsible. So, yes. Yeah, I mean, that was just a stupid joke, but yeah, we can be very serious when we talk to you about it.
Very somber tone.
We got to be serious.
Yeah. I mean, no, not really.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. All right. Perfect. We'll have Nikki give you a call in a minute. Perfect. I like it. Thank you so much. We'll call you in a minute. Thanks, Mayor. Bye.
I don't want to call her.
Did she say? Can you guys be serious about this?
What's up with your honor?
Oh, Nikki, can you call her here? Do you have her number? Or you got
no,
it? All right, here.
I need that.
Here, go through my phone. Okay. It's under Mayor Lowe.
What's up with your honor?
She just really threw me for a loop with what she said when I answered.
Did she say the S word?
Yeah, she said, I heard you guys were talking beep, and I said, no, we weren't. But she goes, no, I actually heard that you were talking about the problem in St. Pete.
Oh, what a kidder.
I know, so I go, oh, man, all right, yeah. So she always does that. She always hears you saying bad stuff,
right.
And then I have to try to spin it somehow. No way to spin it.
Well done, sir. So is everything okay with her? I guess we're going to find out in a second.
Yeah, she just said doing a massive flush is very irresponsible. And I said, I know, we were just joking.
It is. I shouldn't have even suggested.
I know. And actually, I don't know why I didn't reach out to her ahead of time to get her on the show. But why do that work when...
Yeah, well, she'll just call.
Within 5 to 10, it's word spreading.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that she's listening.
It's like we flashed a giant poopy symbol up in the sky. And we got to find out how this happened.
Okay, well, we can find out. I think Nikki's getting around in a second.
Good. I love that she called you during the show.
Maybe she does that a lot. Maybe we can get have her give a what's the weather report thing that we did yesterday called?
Oh, yeah, the highly unqualified weather report.
Yeah, maybe she can give us one.
All right. Well, joining us right now on the phone is the mayor of St. Pete Beach, who has proactively told the residents there not to flush their toilets, to try to avoid showers if at all possible, no baths, no laundry, no dishwashing, no use of water that enters the sanitary sewer system. She understands that the flushing of toilets is necessary, but please try to wee-wee on top of your doo-doo for as long as possible, because here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Her Honor, Mayor Maria Lowe of St. Petersburg Beach. Your Honor?
Well, greetings. I heard that you were talking a lot of bull poop on air, and I just thought I had to call you out on your poop because you were full of it.
Yes, I so often am, Your Honor. It's great to hear from you, and how are things other than obviously the fact that no one can shower or go boom boom?
Well, I do have a good news story to share with you. First of all, I do appreciate you bringing this up on air. It's a very serious issue. I mean, when you start talking about sanitary sewer issues, you're talking about people's health and welfare, because if you don't get the poop out of the toilets and into the pipes where they're supposed to be, then they don't get to the treatment plant. And right now, what we've got going on is that because of the long duration of the storms that had sustained rains and high tides at the same time, we experienced an infiltration and inflow issue into our sewer system. So we had groundwater going into the sewer system.
Ugh.
And so we reached capacity. I mean, it's just like a big bucket. Once you pee in it, it gets full. And then what's going to happen is that it's going to overflow. And that's what manholes do. So everything that goes into the sewer. And you know what, Drew? You'll appreciate this. I mean, I'm sure that you have dated nice women in the past. And, you know, they go to the bathroom at certain times of the month. And nice little pastel things go into the sewer. So that's what we have floating in the streets. So when I say that I want to keep the sewer in the sewer pipe, everyone tends to agree with me. And so what we have right now is we've reached capacity. And this is where I love to joke, but I have to be really serious, because there's a huge responsibility in regards to what the decisions are. So we had to notify the Environmental Protection Agency that we had to discharge our sewer directly into the bay. And that is the most despicable, dire situation that we could be in regards to our sewer, because now we're talking about releasing human waste into the bay. But the other choice is to allow it to back up, and if it backs up, it can go into homes, into businesses, into restaurants, into all of our incredible and impeccable hotels. And so our responsibility is to keep it out of the homes and off of the streets, because that's far more severe in regards to where the sewer can go. So at this time, we are still currently discharging into the bay.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's at the very end of our system. So the good news part of this is that because of all of that groundwater, it's very diluted. So we have taken a sample. It's going to the labs. We're going to be testing it. We have an incredible public works director who has been working this for a solid 24 hours in regards to monitoring our system. And so right now, we are doing everything that we're supposed to be doing according to the Department of Environmental Protection to keep everybody safe, and they are monitoring what we're doing.
Very good.
So that's the lowdown. That's the skinny on the poop, and you know, how, what other questions do you think people will want to know?
Well, I think other than not going number one or number two and then flushing it is very important right now. We are speaking with Her Honor Mayor Maria Lowe of the city of St. Petersburg Beach about the sewage problem.
Mayor, if we lived in St. Pete Beach and we were in a pinch, would you let us shower at your house and that way you could time it to make sure that we weren't using a certain amount of water?
Well, I tell you what I would do is probably let you shower in my outdoor shower because that drain goes into a contained cistern that then goes into the ground. It doesn't go into the sewer system. So if you're taking a shower and you're inside the house and you're in my shower, that's very nice, by the way.
Yes.
You know, that's the one that I shower with my husband, but that shower water, it goes down into the sewer system. So, no, I wouldn't let you shower there, but I would let you shower with a hose out in my yard or in my nice hot, you know. But yeah, I'd use the hose, especially the one with a lot of pressure because I'd like to see you dance around. But that water is not going into my sewer system. That water is going into the ground. And especially the yards that had the seawater get into their grass, it's a really good thing for them to hose it off with clean water because otherwise the salinic environment that came up from that salt water is going to kill all of their plants and their grass. So, you know, it's important to get that washed down. Everybody needs to be washing the underside of their car because their chassis is going to get deteriorated with the salt water that they've been driving in.
Sure.
So these are the kind of things that we're talking about right now.
Sure. Your Honor, about manholes, how familiar are you with manholes? Have you ever stuck your hand down inside a manhole, and did you find it to be snug?
Well, our manholes are quite wide in St. Pete Beach, as a matter of fact, and I have been inside a manhole because it's important to know the system inside and out if you're going to be a specialist in a manhole. And so, therefore, I make sure that all of them have been inspected, and I go around with my crews, and I check them. And so, manholes for sewer systems, especially sanitary sewer systems, are absolutely critical because those are the junction points of where one house meets another house and goes into a central force main. And you'll be glad to know that in manholes, there is a force main, and those are what are connected to the three pump stations that put the pressure into the sewer system to get the manholes clean. But when you have a clog and you're backed up because you've eaten the wrong thing or perhaps, you know, had too much fun one direction or another,
sure,
then the manhole can back up. And when that happens, there's an explosion. And the explosion means that it goes up the manhole and then out the manhole cover.
Ugh.
And that's when it gets into the street, you see?
Sure.
I'm sure you understood that, right?
Oh,
the whole conversation of sanitary sewer systems.
Absolutely.
And the importance of the manhole.
Keep a clean manhole.
I'm aware.
That's what I'm
Keep
understanding from this.
Keep a clean manhole.
Do what you can.
You want to make sure that your manholes are contained and that they don't have influent infiltration, which is when groundwater gets in and invades the manhole. It's really bad when that manhole is invaded that way.
Certainly.
So you want to make sure you keep those contained, keep those well lined so that the water and the sewage stays inside the manhole and doesn't have excrement going outside of the manhole.
And final question, Your Honor. We were speaking with the great Mayor Maria Lowe from the city of St. Petersburg Beach. If one were to wander out of doors to go number one, will you be waiving the city of St. Petersburg Beach's ordinance against public urination? If I'm caught in my yard, perhaps weeing on a eucalyptus plant, and I am caught by an officer of the law, will you waive the very restrictive public urination statutes?
I do not have the authority to waive those statutes. So I expect anyone making that choice for the betterment of the sanitary sewer system to use discretion and ensure that they are not in any way exposing themselves or being vulgar in their experience, allowing their bladder to be relieved in an area other than in a toilet. And so that is the responsibility of the individual to be discreet and to make sure that they make wise decisions. But I will appreciate if they prioritize not using the sanitary sewer system.
That is awesome. Yes, Seth, final question for Mayor Maria Lowe of the city of St. Petersburg in a sewage crisis right now.
Mayor Lowe, I'm on my way over to use your outside shower. Will you be supplying body wash? And if so, do you have my favorite flavor, Princess Pearberry?
In the outside shower, no body wash is used because that would be a chemical contaminant to the grass and the area that goes into because we don't want that going and flowing into the bay, which is in close proximity to nearly every house in St. Pete Beach. So if you wash, then you have to wash with an Ivory soap.
Oh.
And you have to make sure that you're using all eco-friendly types of chemicals to include sunscreen in and around any water source that I'm going to be sharing with you.
Your Honor, I wish you would consider running for president, because I could easily see voting for you over the other two clowns running for office right now. It is always a pleasure speaking with you. Congratulations on getting in front of this issue. Yes, Soul Brother Kevin.
I just got this message from a close friend of mine. Forgiato Blow has diarrhea.
Then he certainly can blow it out his rear end. And I do wish him well in making sure that he uses all of the appropriate Alka-Seltzers and the right things that he might need to get his intestinal system back. And I'm sure that he is experiencing diarrhea because he has been so scared and so nervous about St. Pete Beach and how serious this issue is with the sanitary sewer system. So as a dedicated resident, I really expect him to be the lead example of where to place diarrhea and where to blow it appropriately so as to make sure that the city stays safe and clean.
She's amazing. Your Honor, thank you as always for your time. Let us know if there's anything we can update the residents of St. Pete Beach on, and we hope that you guys can get through this okay.
Well, I will ask, now that you have a better understanding of our pump system and the fact that we have 3 pump stations and 14 lift stations, that you would please withdraw your request for everyone to flush at the same time, because that is a serious issue, and the health and welfare of my residents is paramount above all other things. And that was one that I would really appreciate your help on, if you don't mind.
I'm going to walk back that comment that I made, and I would encourage everyone to only flush their toilets if absolutely necessary, and to please call your neighbors to find out when they are flushing their toilets so that you do not flush your toilet at the same time. We want to keep St. Petersburg Beach clean and beautiful and free from sewage as much as possible. So I walk back my comment, and please only flush if absolutely necessary, and don't shower until we say it's okay to shower. Thank you, Your Honor.
Bravo. Thank you for being responsible and making sure that we don't have any inappropriate blowback.
Call me anytime, Mayor.
Blowback in manholes. Oh, my God. I think I just lost my contact.
We all have amazing chemistry in our own right with the mayor.
Yeah, we do.
Was that real?
She said Forgiato could blow it out of his ass.
I have to use Ivory soap at her outside shower.
Well, yeah, dude, the stuff you want to use your body wash has contaminants in it.
I can't use a bar of soap. Was it 1997?
Yeah. And don't use Zest, because Zest leaves the film.
Our Ivory is 99% and 44% 100% pure.
I gotta use my Princess Pearberry.
Ivory floats. You can't use your Princess Pearberry.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Cush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, bae.
Now, a guy that a lot of you might hate just for doing his job. He got Casey Anthony an acquittal, which is what he set out to do as a defense attorney. I don't know too much about law, but I know that defense attorneys are supposed to get their clients acquitted. His name is Jose Baez. He has a book out called Presumed Guilty, Casey Anthony, The Inside Story. Jose, how are you today, man?
Great. Thanks for having me. I truly appreciate it.
Man, thank you very much for being on with us. We wanted to, of course, get on and pimp the book a little bit. Jose Baez, of course, Casey Anthony's defense attorney, Presumed Guilty, Casey Anthony, The Inside Story, in stores now. Jose, I got to know, are you able to walk the streets in public without people spitting at you and hurling insults at you?
You know, fortunately, I can. I think a lot of people recognize that I had a job to do, and I did my job. And if it weren't for my job, we would be in far worse conditions. Our system really does need aggressive defense lawyers, as well as they need aggressive prosecutors.
Jose, when you first took the case, were you receiving threats at all?
No, I took the case. You may remember, I got hired within hours of her getting arrested. I didn't know anything about the Casey Anthony case. It wasn't until later on that afternoon that my secretary came into my office and told me, you know, this case is all over the news. And I had no clue.
Had you known then what you know now, would you still have taken the case?
You know, it's a interesting question. When I look back, I say to myself, you know, there were a lot of downs and there were a lot of tough times, but at the end of the day, it's my life, and you know, I've gotten to know so many people and have so many different experiences. I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now if it weren't for that. So I have to be grateful for my blessings and for the life I live.
We're speaking with Jose Baez, Casey Anthony's defense attorney.
Jose, even though the public watched the trial, do you think the public has all the facts?
Not even close. And what I did with the book is I said, okay, I'm going to put as much of the facts in here and let the reader determine what they feel the outcome should have been. And my goal was, what really bothered me about this whole process is how the jury was criticized. It angers me to this day that people don't respect their opinion and their verdict. And my goal with the book is not to try and convince people of her innocence, but to help people understand why the jury reached the verdict that they did.
Yeah, that's a great point, man. I don't understand how people can't understand. Like, the jury has a job to do, and what I really don't understand, Jose, is that people don't understand that you didn't take this case because you believed in your heart that Casey was innocent. You did it because it's your freaking job to defend her. How do people not understand that?
Unfortunately, they don't, and there's a great deal of people out there that I don't know if they prefer to live under the Iraqi system of justice or China system, but it is what it is. And, you know, we have a system that we like to call the three-legged stool of justice. If one of them isn't up to par and is weak, the whole system falters. So, you know, in the book, it's over 420 pages long. So I don't cheat the reader with information. I try to give them as much of the facts as possible so they can understand it a little better.
Now, Jose, be honest with me. When the jury was deliberating, they had reached a verdict. They're coming back in the courtroom. In your heart, what did you think the verdict was going to be?
I always felt strong about our case because I could see in the jury, in the courtroom, whenever we were making points, the jury was taking notes. I could see sometimes their facial expressions to certain pieces of evidence. But I've been in trials before where I thought it was a slam dunk. We nailed it, and we come back losing. So once it's in the hands of the jury, it's anyone's guess. But I felt confident, and you know, while the jury was out, that's when I guess the TV cameras caught me with the finger guns thing.
Right.
I thought, you know, I swear, I know no one will leave me, but I thought that the camera was off, and I was doing that to this photographer who was there every day, and it's forever etched in history. And I gotta man up to it.
I love that. We're speaking with Jose Baez, best known as Casey Anthony's defense attorney.
Jose, when the jury gets back with their verdict, or you know, one of your clients, you know, future is, you know, in their hands. You know, what do you tell Casey as that jury's coming back? Do you say, hey, everything's gonna be okay, or you know, how do you pump her up at all?
No, before when they went out to deliberate, I sat down and I talked to her and I told her, look, you know, if this thing goes south, this is what our next move is and this is what we're going to do. These are the options that they have to choose from. And I explained to her the penalty for each one. And I also told her, you know, if you're acquitted, we'll figure out what we're going to do. You know, we never contested the lying charges, so I knew she was going to get convicted of those.
Right.
That was a gimme. So, you know, we knew she would still have a little time, even if she was acquitted, to get out, because Judge Perry wasn't going to give her credit time to her.
No, he does not mess around. Now, with all due respect to attorney-client privilege, Jose, what do we not know about Casey Anthony? Give us something from your insight that we are missing out on or we do not know about this young lady.
I think in the book what I outline is just how different the real Casey is from the persona that the media has painted her out to be. She, in fact, is really a bright kid. She is extremely articulate and not the person that you see, you know, in those jail videos and things like that. She's very kind. But, you know, I take that understanding full and well that, you know, she, you know, I was her lawyer. I was there to help her. So she was obviously being nice and kind to me.
Right.
As well as the team. But, you know, I got to know her as well through the discovery. And what shocked me about her is she didn't have a friend in the world.
Right.
You know, a 22-year-old kid, they have tons of friends.
Right.
And not a single person ever came to me and said to me, hey, you know, if you need anything, I'm here for Casey. Here's $50 to do whatever you can for her.
Right.
And not even her family. You know, I write in the book, there wasn't a single day where George and Cindy or an uncle or an aunt came to me and said, you know, here's $100. You know, I know it's not much, but it's all I can give right now. Please save my daughter's life. And do whatever you can and anything you can. And I never got that kind of support from the Anthonys. So,
man, very telling.
It's pretty telling.
Yeah, it is. The book is Presumed Guilty, Casey Anthony, The Inside Story, a captivating read. Jose, we appreciate your time. I'm from Orlando. I actually spoke with you to try to sell you Magic season tickets a couple of years ago. You were a really nice guy to me then, and it was in the middle of the trial. So I really appreciate that, dude. Keep doing what you do, man. It was great talking to you, Jose.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great one.
You too, man.
See ya.
Take care. I got to say, dude, he's a nice guy.
Sure. Well, he's promoting a book. He's not going to be a D-bag.